All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, folks, this deep into the summer season, you have to ask yourselves, what in the world is going on with the Los Angeles Lakers? Not only are the Lakers coming off of their worst season since calling Los Angeles home, you have to look at this fact that the Lakers still don't have a head coach. And this, for me, is mind-boggling. You figure the NBA draft has come and gone. So now if you're Mitch Kupchak, you're just basically drafting a player that you want. Free agency began in the NBA at the beginning of July. So now you're talking about over 2 weeks have gone by, and it's really tough for you to entertain top-notch free agents in spite of the fact that you do not have a head coach employed right now. And you're looking at the fact that you're basing and you're building your team around a 36-year-old Kobe Bryant, who is coming off of an injury in which he only played six games last season. Now, on top of all of that, it's been nearly a year and a half since Dr. Jerry Buss passed away. And for all of you who do not know, Jerry Buss was a longtime owner of these Los Angeles Lakers. Now, his children, Jeannie and Jim, have basically been running the team, but the problem is they have been butting heads. They have been unable to stay on the same page. And when you have that inability at the top of your organization to have a complete plan, it's going to be a trickle-down effect on your ball club. And that is what we're seeing from the Lakers right now. Basketball-wise, this is currently the fourth best team in the state of California. And of course, you have to look at the Los Angeles Clippers. You also look at the Golden State Warriors. And of course, the Sacramento Kings. Right now, all of these teams are better than the Lakers. And for so many years, it's been the Lakers that not only ran the show in the state of California as far as NBA teams go, but for the Western Conference and basically the NBA for that matter. Now, you saw the situation. The Chicago Bulls did amnesty power forward Carlos Boozer. The Lakers had the winning bid on Boozer for $3.2 million. Now, they're on the hook for the remainder of his salary for the upcoming season, and you're talking about over $13 million. Carlos Boozer is a proven scorer in the NBA. You cannot deny that. But at the same time, I'm not sure if he's going to be able to be on the same page with Kobe Bryant, because Kobe Bryant has a shoot-first mentality. More importantly, we still don't know what type of system the Lakers are going to run next year. Now, you have a young team. You have a Julius Randle, who was a lottery pick by this Laker team. He's only 19 years of age. How is he going to fit into the fold? The Lakers did re-sign Nick Young. They also re-signed Wesley Johnson, but they did waive point guard Kendall Marshall, who came into his own down the stretch of last season under Mike D'Antoni's system. And the former head coach Mike D'Antoni, his system places a big emphasis on the point guard and being able to distribute the ball. That is something that Marshall excelled at. Now, this is a Laker team, like I said before. If you go back for the past few seasons, they've had three head coaches since the end of the 2011-2012 NBA season. Now, when this whole free agency process and once the NBA season ended last season, it was a situation. You heard the names of Byron Scott and Lionel Hollins. Now, once Jason Kidd decided to depart Brooklyn for the Milwaukee Bucks position as their head coach, it was a situation where the Nets did interview Hollins, and they knew that he was going to be on his way to Los Angeles. The Nets did not allow him to leave town. And at this point, the logical choice is Byron Scott. The Lakers and Mitch Kupchak have interviewed this guy three times. What is he going to say on the third interview that you already did not know the first time around? Byron Scott is the perfect man for this job. He's played for the Lakers. He's won championships with the Lakers. Hell, he even took the then New Jersey Nets to their only NBA Finals appearances, both of them back in 2002 and 2003. This guy's a proven winner. He knows what the Laker aura is all about, and he knows how to get his point across. So it's a situation. Byron Scott is the perfect guy for the job, but the problem is the Lakers right now, somebody needs to set the alarm clock out there at the Staples Center in downtown LA and tell these guys, you know what, you really need to get it going, because it's mid-July. You still don't have a head coach. And before you know it, it'll be time to start training camp. I mean, the Orlando Summer League has already finished. The Vegas Summer League is on its way of finishing. And the Lakers still do not have a head coach. Now, Mitch Kupchak, if you're the general manager, you really have to get it going. If you're the buses, you need to get on the same page. But right now, the Lakers have quickly become a laughing stock in the NBA. And you look at this team, and going into next season, they're once again going to get lost in the shuffle in the Western Conference. I do not see how this team can fully be competitive out there in that tough Western Conference. You have the Oklahoma City Thunder, the Portland Trail Blazers, the Los Angeles Clippers, and of course, the world champion San Antonio Spurs, just to think of a few teams. So it's a situation with the Lakers. They're once again going to get lost in the shuffle, and this is going to be another long season out there in Tinseltown for the purple and gold. And they have taken the place of the Clippers. This is something that we saw from the Clippers for so many years, where they were just a futile organization. That is what the Los Angeles Lakers have become. And I guarantee you, the diehard fans are going to stay there, but the Fairweather Sailor fans, they're long gone right now. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be discussing the free agency frenzy that has been going on this summer in the National Basketball Association. Now, for all of you fine folks out there, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.